So what they did is they limited it. You could apply for two of those six seasons in the first draw. So for me, I'm an East River deer hunter, I'm a West River deer hunter, and I like to hunt in the Black Hills. Well, I had to pick two of those. I couldn't pick all three. And what that did is it distributes some of the tags out more. And then in the second draw now, which is coming up, it sounds kind of complicated, but you get your brain wrapped around it, and it actually makes sense. In the second draw, I didn't draw any tags, so I'm eligible to apply twice again. But if I would have drew one tag, I would have been eligible to draw to apply once. If I had drawn two tags in the first draw, I'm not eligible to apply in the second draw. So what it did is it's just kind of distributing out the licenses to more people. What we were seeing is we had quite a few hunters that would have four or five or six tags in that first draw, and we had a ton of people with zero. So we're trying to figure out, make hunters make those choices, what they really wanted to do with that preferred tag. And it seems to have worked. I mean, I think the proof will be in the pudding over the next couple years, and just getting people out of those old habits. You know, just like farmers, hunters are creatures of habit. And just to kind of explain it to them and get it out there, some people we're seeing that we have more individuals that have a license in their hands after the first draw, and that's what it was designed to do.
Excellent. All right. Well, in North Dakota, deer hunting is probably the premium thing to do, but in South Dakota, deer hunting is big, but pheasants are bigger. So how's the pheasant hunt going to be this fall, do you think?
I think around the Peer area, the cover that we're seeing is fantastic. We had some tough, you know, those gully washer rains in early June that can kind of mess up some of that nesting period for pheasants. But I'm seeing down at our place, which is south of Peer, man, we're seeing a lot of broods and a lot of chicks running around, and even some birds that are flying already. So that's a good thing. I would say probably in the next month, our guys and gals will be out doing the brood routes and kind of coming up with give ourselves a little bit of an indice. But I think it looks pretty good. I mean, the habitat sure looks good, man. We've got sweet clover from that's up over our heads already around here. So that's right. A good thing.
Super. All righty. Well, we'll look forward to it, and we'll check it out again on your website for these habitat hunts.
Yes.
What to look for?
So it's gfp.sb/hunt-4-habitat. $20 for non-residents, $10 for residents. And you can also apply separately for a Custer State Park trophy buffalo hunt, which is really cool.
Wow. All righty. Well, all right. Well, thanks for helping us feel good about doing something outdoors. The heat and humidity is going down. It's going to be fall before we know it, and time to be doing some of that stuff. So, all righty, Chris, have a great weekend. Thank you for the visit.
Thanks for having me, my friend. Take care now.
I will. Thank you. Chris Hall, South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks. All right, we are going to turn the head in a northwesterly direction to Minot, as the North Dakota State Fair is underway, and visit with Renee Korsling after this on Farm Talk.